I feel happy that I'm a governor, and my happiness is for many reasons. Among them, I'm going to help the people in Darfur.
Now, you are a citizen of the United States. You came to the United States as a refugee many years ago after fleeing violence and threats in Darfur. How does it feel to now be able to return to your home in Darfur as a top government official?
Yes, it was true that I was chased by the previous government. After they put me in jail in Sudan, and they attempt to assassinate me, and that is why I was forced to leave to the United States to seek for your protection. When I came back home, I was thinking about this from different point of view. One, we want like a civilian government that can respect human rights and human value, human dignity. And that is what I'm gonna apply, the value of humanity. I will never accept this random arrest built on revenge, and I will stand for human value and human right principle.
Your appointment comes at a very tense time in Darfur. In recent weeks, dozens of people have been killed in attacks throughout much of the region. There was an attack in Mesteri village in West Darfur state that left about 60 people dead. Another attack recently in South Darfur state that left about 20 people dead. And other attacks have taken place in North Darfur state. Can you talk about what you're going to do as governor in this very difficult time for Darfur?
I think it was the right time, and that is why I was appointed as the governor to help with the conflict resolution skills that I learned in the United States. So it is a critical time, full of tragedy, but at the same time, I have the knowledge, the capacity, the ability, and the willingness to help the people. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to work with others in order to bring peace and security to Darfur.
Now, looking at the government's response to these killings in Darfur, the prime minister said that they would send troops to control the situation. Some of those troops have arrived. Do you have any update?
Troops, some of them, they arrive. Other of them, they are on their way. And they are going to different states in Darfur. Few of them, they are going to stop in central Darfur. Many of them, they are going to west Darfur. And the rest, they are going to south Darfur. Right now, as I'm speaking, the violence in central Darfur has decreased. And I've been working in central Darfur for more than a year, trying to establish human rights groups, trying to establish peace committees. And I think this is what helped in decreasing the violence in central Darfur. As I'm talking, there is a bloody violence in western Darfur and in south Darfur, but there's no conflict or clashes in central Darfur.
Last of all, Sudan's transitional government, which came to power last year, is a mix of both civilian leaders like yourself and military leaders. On the military side, that includes General Mohamed Hamdan Daglo, who is also known as Hemeti. He's the leader of the Rapid Support Forces, or RSF. Now, the RSF is accused of actually carrying out many attacks in the past in Darfur against civilians. Now that you are part of the transitional government, how do you plan on working with these military leaders, including the RSF, who have been accused of violating human rights?
In fact, the headquarters of the Rapid Support Forces are here in Khartoum. Commander of the Rapid Support Forces is the deputy of the Sovereignty Council. So he has a presence here in Khartoum, and this has become a reality. What I'm going to do, I'm going to help the Rapid Support Forces with a package of peace building and peacemaking activities. I'm going to help them with human rights trainings to respect human rights, human beings. And that's what I'm going to work to reform the Rapid Support Forces.